This is a story that we followed all morning, and I wish everybody could have the experience of sitting in our newsroom occasionally and just watching how things unfold. And boy, when we get news, and especially if it's good news, the shout-out that we will hear from a producer's desk, from an assignment desk, wherever it might be, from a reporter who just got the information. And boy, just not long ago, you know, somebody shouted out and said, "I think that kid's been found." And we went, "Oh, boy, we hope so." And somebody said, "Can we report that?" "No, not yet. We haven't had confirmation." Well, confirmation has obviously come. We've been reporting that Jonathan Johnson, 15, last seen last night around 6:30 p.m. on Sunday, that he is home and is safe. And Brian Johnson, his father, joins us right now. Mr. Johnson, thank you so much for joining us here on The Doug Wright Show.
Well, thank you guys for being there and putting it out that that my boy was lost.
I am so grateful that your son is home, that your son is safe. Walk us through what happened, at least as much as you know, Mr. Johnson.
Well, Jonathan got upset, as what he does sometimes, and usually when he gets upset, we can just kind of leave him alone in his bedroom, and he just, you know, molds it out and gets over it. But this time, for some reason, he decided just to run. And he ran, and he's a fast boy. And he ran over to a friend, and it took us such by surprise that we tried to catch him, and then he ran and he ended up jumping a fence. Now, mind you, this is an athletic boy, a 5'9 or more. And he ran, and then nobody could catch up with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay, well, he's never run off like this before. And it was so new to me. We started looking for him, and after we couldn't find him after about 2 hours, then we called in two or three hours, we called in the police department. And then we started an extreme search, you know, door-to-door search. And then all of our neighbors were so great coming out and helping us out look for him. What we didn't know, though, was that we're in Provo, near the BYU stadium, and he had he was found in Orem this morning.
Wow. So he traveled some distance.
He traveled some distance, and mind you, when he left without shoes or a coat. And so all night we've been out. I was out all night. I went as far as Temp View High School and as far down as Dixon Middle School looking for him. And we had police in the entire Utah County looking for him. And then the police officer who was heading up the search let us know that it's going to be going on to the media. And I remember I was standing there talking to him, and he's like, KSL is wanting more description. KSL needs more description. And this morning, it goes on to the air, and KSL were the ones that put it onto the air, and we started getting calls, and all of a sudden people were coming out of the woodwork. It made a big difference having that media and having the community help.
I am so glad that this individual who operates a laundromat in Orem apparently was watching KSL TV. What happened this morning?
Well, apparently they're watching and they saw that it was my son in there, and they called 911, Norm police responded fairly quickly because my son was still, he was still upset and wasn't very happy about being, about the police coming there and whatnot, but he was calm. He was being, you know, he's good, but he was still unhappy about that. But yeah, they called and, or they came, and then I got a call from the investigating officer in from Provo, and he says, "Hey, I just listened on my radio, that on the police radio, that your boy's been found, and this is where he's at."
I can only imagine the relief when you heard that. What went through your mind?
Yeah, it was a huge relief, and you know, made me, brought tears over to my eyes. So it was the best news I've heard, like, ever.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Jonathan. I understand, according to the report that I'm looking at, he has Asperger's syndrome. Tell us a little bit about your son.
Yes. He's a very high-functioning, very bright, but he can get very stubborn, and when he gets stubborn, he locks down, and it's like he just kind of goes into his own world, and he won't look at you. He won't do any of that. But one thing that's really great about him is that he is trying his best to be able to act independently and to be able to grow around the Asperger's. And he does really well on his schoolwork, and I help him. You know, he just needs to help. A little help staying focused.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you one thing about him that is awesome is his imagination.
Yeah.
And his artistic ability. I mean, he has those two things combined together are way beyond what I can do.
Brian, what is Jonathan doing right now?
Oh, he's sitting down eating some cold cereal and drinking some hot cocoa. Telling us a story about last night, about just walking and, you know, just going up to the laundromat and just doing his thing.
Yeah, yeah. I have heard that he hid himself for a little while in a trash can or something. Was he in hiding for a good portion of this time?
He's been, apparently he told us this morning that he was evading being captured, I guess, so to speak.
Dodging
the police on this. And now, mind you, he was doing this in 30 to 32 degree weather. I mean, I've been monitoring the weather all night. And I just prayed that it stayed above freezing.
Yeah. Yeah.
The weather dropped to 30 and then back up to 32, went from 30 to 32. And then at that point, I kind of knew that his chances of getting hypothermia were dropping.
Yeah.
Because that was the biggest concern for me was the cold factor.
Boy, we know it was a long night for Jonathan. I can't imagine, though, for you. As his father, Brian, I can't imagine what a long night it's been for you and the others who love Jonathan so much.
Yeah, and our whole neighborhood, I think half our neighborhood, got up at 1 o'clock in the morning and started looking.
Wow.
Because when us and the police officers and our close friends, when we couldn't find him, then we started making the phone calls, and our neighborhood, they came out, they started looking.
Brian, I'm so glad this had a happy ending. I can only imagine what the last, whatever it is, 18 hours has been for you, for your family, for Jonathan. I hope you give that great son of yours a big hug for all of us. And thank you for joining us here at KSL this morning.
Thank you. Thank you guys for your time and for your effort. I mean, I will say this. I'm going to say this on the news, is if it wasn't for KSL putting it out there, this would not be a happy ending.
Brian, thank you so much for joining us here at KSL. Jonathan Johnson, home, 15 years of age, missing since last night at 6:30, found right around 7:40 this morning. And I so appreciate his father, Brian Johnson, joining us here at KSL News Radio on today's Doug Wright Show.